Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Masson, and today is a Monday horny. Listen, it is not pitiful Monday. It is pretty Monday, baby. Do y'all got on your makeup? Put y'all makeup on. Listen, I know this is a radio station, but that does not give you the license to walk around ugly, okay? Listen, when you walking up in here with me, you need to have on your makeup, horny, your lip gloss, put on your perfume and your powder. Listen, I don't care because it ain't television. I know on television they have on their makeup. Listen, y'all better get it right. Get it right up in here. Listen, y'all, just because it's Monday, they think they could come in here with flip-flops and hair bonnets, no makeup. Listen, they better get it together, I am telling you. Listen, y'all, it is Monday evening, June the 20th, 2022. 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya. Do have members in East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Batati. Listen, y'all. Can y'all believe at 5 o'clock in the evening in the Wichita City, it is 94 degrees. It is 94 degrees, honey. Honey, we is smoking hot around here. 5 in the evening. I'm telling you, I just don't know what is going on. It must be an ozone. If the ozone layer must be cracked or exploding or something, I don't know. But anyway, y'all, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com, GUBBARUM.com, GumbaRum.com. We do have two flavors. Gumba rums, one infused with vanilla, that's Gumba Gold, and one infused with coconut Gumba Silver. So listen, y'all, visit Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com for all your rum libation. No, I don't need no drink. Listen, they telling me to get it straight and get my drink. I don't need a drink. I had one this morning during the morning show, okay? Y'all brought me a mint julep or something. I told y'all mint juleps don't work with rum. So listen. So I don't want y'all drinks. I make my own during the break time. Listen. I do have a word from my sponsor. Yes, it is very important. I want y'all to pay attention. It is about mortgage protection. We all need mortgage protection. I wish I would have had it years ago. Lord, today, I didn't know about mortgage protection. You know, we keep living and we learn. So listen. I told y'all a couple episodes ago that I have a lot of true stories about mortgage protection. So listen. It is really wise to have mortgage protection. I'm telling you, you don't know what's going to happen in this world. You really don't. The chickens is blowing up. Did y'all hear about the chickens blowing up? So listen, if a chicken can be blowing up, you don't know what could happen. So, I mean, the polar chickens is blowing up. I know y'all seen that in the news, had a thing blowed up all the chickens. Oh, my Lord. Listen, y'all, I had a word from my sponsor. Listen to
your me. Home may be your family's largest asset and their largest financial responsibility. A mortgage protection insurance policy can help them remain in their home after you're gone. Leave your family a deed, not a debt. Visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com for your free quote.
Listen, y'all, he is right on. He is spot on about that. Don't be leaving your family, your debt, okay? Don't be out here living all kind of willy-nilly. Don't do that. Leave them a deed, D-E-E-D. Leave a deed, and not debt, D-E-B-T. Don't do that. So have mortgage protection. Get some mortgage protection. Yes. You really do need that. If you have a home, you know, or a condo, you have some type of property, and you have a mortgage, you need mortgage protection. So I want you to visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com. Visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com. You can get a free quote. Yes, you can. Now, listen, y'all, it's a music showcase on tonight, music showcase and a music salute. I got some hot, hot, heart stuff. Really, I got some hot groups on tonight. The Shallows. Yes, it's S-H-A-L-L-O-W-Z. The Shallows. Woo! Let me tell you something. They got some hot on you. This particular number is every single day. Every single day, I'm telling you, the lead singer is Boss Baby, and he can sing and put it down. I want y'all to check this out. Y'all take a listen. Y'all like good music? Well, you're going to hear right here on the Fierce Female Network all day, every day, baby. Listen, every day, every single day, every single day is the name of the song. And this is The Shallows. Once again, it's S-H-A-L-L-O-W-Z. Take a listen every single day.
The wind across your back, but the belcher always seems to wreck the fact that you try as you may. But the flavor of the day is never based on its face, just a chip up off the plate. Hello. I see moonlight overhead and a clear path to a walk run round the bend. First I run, then I walk. In my head, hear drunken talk. Either path leads to the last. I surrender to the flash. And the
Yes, that is every single day, every single day. I'm telling y'all, if he don't remind me of Hootie and the Blowfish, I don't know what does. And I'm pretty sure they get that all the time. I'm pretty sure they do because he reminds me of Hootie. Yeah. They got that sound. They got the thing, y'all. So listen, a word from my sponsor.
Your home may be your family's largest asset and their largest financial responsibility. A mortgage protection insurance policy can help them remain in their home after you're gone. Leave your family a deed, not a debt. Visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com for your free quote.
Listen, y'all want to check that out? You want to check it out? Because a lot of families, the largest asset is the home. So listen, you want to leave your loved ones a deed, D-E-E-D, and not a debt, D-E-B-T. You don't want to leave anyone your debt. Why would you want to do that? Please, for God's sakes, you know, have a will and everything in place. So listen, let me tell you something. Visit the website, thewiseinsurancegroup.com. Visit thewiseinsurancegroup.com and get a free quote. You know, if you have property and you have a mortgage, you do want to have mortgage protection. Everybody needs protection. We all need protection. If you have property, you need protection, honey. So listen, check it out and get a free quote online. Free is the operative word, a free quote, my dears. Listen, I got some more great music that's coming up for you. It is We 73 Band. You guys know they've been on this show a few times. They have a great, great, awesome mission and vision. I am telling these guys is just really something. I am telling you, I am so thankful. Very, very thankful to come across We 73 Band. They are really awesome. I am telling you, they are people that is about kingdom business. That's why I love them so much. I just love them so much because they are about kingdom business. I'm telling you, at the end of the day, you know, we all love what we do. We do our work and things like that. But, honey, you got to be doing some kingdom business. Do you hear me? You got to be doing some kingdom business. And that's why I love supporting what they do. They are about supporting kingdom business. And so, listen, they're going to be on the show as well. June 26 is going to be doing an interview. It's going to be awesome. And so you guys want to mark your calendar because they will be around doing an interview. It's going to be awesome. And also there will be a representative from Wounded Warriors. I love Wounded Warriors. Who doesn't love Wounded Warriors? They are they're awesome. They do a lot of great work. You know, for our veterans, we got to take care of our vets, y'all. We got to take care of our vets. You know, we really have to take care of our vets. I'm so serious when I say that. Listen. So listen, guys, be around on June 26th. Be around so you can hear the interview and hear what We 73 Band is doing. And really, a lot of places, now I'm going to say this and I'm going to play the song that they have, but listen, a lot of different places, there's so much that's going on in the world. And so I'm very particular. I'm just so particular about who I align myself with. I like to make sure that they are really doing what they say that they do. We 73 Band is doing what they say they do. You got to follow the money. You got to check it out, people. You got to really check it out. So listen, if you hear me saying something that I'm aligning myself, you best believe I'm taking a look really closely. So look. And when I smell something dirty, I'm gonna talk about that too. And listen, We 73 Band, honey, they about kingdom business all the way. I am telling you, they put on concerts. Oh, Lord, I'm going, here I go. They put on concerts. They do a lot of things. And listen, y'all, the money that they raise from the concert and the sale of the music, they turn that over and put it back into kingdom business. You know, how many groups is doing that, y'all? So listen. I want y'all to take a listen to this song. Don't Let Her Do This on Her Own. Y'all take a listen. It's a strong message in this song, and I'm going to talk about that after the music. Don't Let Her Do This on Her Own. Woo, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God.
Don't let her do this on her own. She makes them all alone. Have it come to be a place where we all start, place where we all follow. on which you stand. Don't let her do this all alone. Heart and daughter wound, the love our Lord has shown for me and you. Now's the time that things are rough. Now's the time. Don't let her do this all her own. She may be scared and all alone. Yeah, that child's beating heart inside her womb. The love our Lord has shown for me and you.
Listen, listen, that was Don't Let Her Do This On Her Own. That was Will Sanders. Listen, you guys, there's a very strong message in that song, and it is not letting single moms stand on their own. Don't let single moms stand on their own. Listen, y'all, I could give you a whole lot of life lessons about single mothers. You know, it's like this. I am a lady, a single lady. I don't have any children, right? So listen. Sometimes when a female does not have children, they sometimes really do gravitate toward other females that have children and don't have a support system. Well, anyway, that was my case. I just make it personal. That was my case. So listen, y'all, we can't let, you know, young ladies do it all on their own when they're raising, you know, young children. You know, single moms, it is very difficult. It is so very hard. So listen, I give you a whole lot of life lessons, you know. And so I always took it upon myself to, if I saw a young lady that had a young child, I always kind of took to them and kind of helped them along the way. You know what I mean? That's the person that I am. So listen, you know, it's so important to not let all on their own. You know, it's very difficult. It's very hard. One of my little god babies, I call them god babies. She's an adult now. I haven't seen her in a long year. But when she was young, she was like 17, you know, and she had a small child. She had a two-year-old. She had a little boy. And she was working. We worked. I met her because we working at the same place. It was her first job, And I got to know little Jazz. And I was like, you know, how you doing? She was such a cutie pie. But listen, I found out she had a two-year-old at home, and I was like, oh, my God. So, listen, I started giving her rides, picking her up for work, dropping her back off home, because that's what you do. That, to me, that's what you do. You know, you help out when you can help out, and you have the ability to help somebody else. That's what you do. You know, it takes a village to raise. You know, to me, that's what it's about. And so, anyway, I did it every day. Every day, got to know her mother. And so I found out that her situation at home was not good. Her mother wasn't, you know, was coming out of a situation where her mother had been on drugs and things of that nature. Y'all know the story. So anyway, she got herself pregnant in high school, yada, 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 and she ended up with a child. And so, you know, you just do those things. I got to know her family very, very well, and she went on to college, and then we kind of separated. You're in a person's life for a season. You don't always be in a person's life for a long time, but for a season. And so anyway, did a lot of things with her, and I'm telling you, we have to not let them do it on their own because it's very difficult. It's hard, and it's very challenging out here. And so we got to help out, you know, help them out. And so it's really, really a strong message in that song. Now, listen, guys, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. But guess what? I get to come back later on and do it all over.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning.